Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the halachos of losh, kneading on Shabbos. And today we will go and discuss all the practical applications to the issur dash and what's the proper way of doing it. The first thing we will talk about is something we have talked about in the past, is baby cereal. Making baby cereal on Shabbos, what's the best way to make the baby cereal on Shabbos? So the best way to do it is, if you do it the bli l'rako, which is a loose mixture, and that's the best way to make it. Then you could do the ratchila, and the way you would do it is, first of all, reverse the order. Instead of putting the cereal in first and then the milk, first put the milk into the bowl and then add the cereal to the milk. And don't make it such a thick mixture, a loose mixture. And then you mix it with a shinui, and then it's mutter l'chatchila. Now that mixing with a shinui doesn't have to be very strong shinui. Since you reverse the order, that a lot of peskim is enough. So therefore, you can use the back of a spoon or the back of a knife. That would be fine to mix that way, and that would be mutter l'chatchila to make the baby cereal in that oifen. Now, if the baby does not like very loose baby cereal, and the baby likes it thicker, a thick mixture, and we explain the difference between a thick mixture and a loose mixture. A loose mixture can be poured easily. A thick mixture is more clumpy. So if it's a thick mixture, the only thing the baby likes is a thick mixture, so then it'll be also mutter to do it with the two shinuyim. First of all, reverse the order. And second of all, when you're mixing it, you have to do a shinui gomer. That means either do crisscross strokes or do it with your bare hand. But with the back of a knife or back of a fork, that would not be sufficient in a case where it's bli l'ava to be called enough of a shinui. You have to do a shinui gomer in order for it to be mutter. Now, this whole shaila losh is only by baby cereal. When it comes to regular breakfast cereal, there by cornflakes, there's no shaila there of losh. It doesn't become one entity. Therefore, it's not a shaila of losh. Another shaila that Pais can talk about is like coleslaw or carrot salad. Is that a problem of losh? The Asam Paiskin Darcha Shabbos brings down, he writes, salad ha'asui mekruv begezer ha'chatucha v'chadichas dakois. He says, you should do it before Shabbos. But l'maisa, I saw a lot of the Paiskin, they say it's not a problem of losh. And the reason is, because it doesn't become one dough. When you make coleslaw, you make carrots, that'll become one dough. It's still very nicker that there's fruit or vegetables in the salad. It's very nicker, the vegetables in the salad are very nicker. And therefore, it's not a shiloh of making one dough. It's not a shiloh of losh. Now, one of the big shilohs that come up is mixing chrein, horseradish, with mayonnaise. They call it chreinase, some people call it. Is that a shiloh of losh? So some paiskim want to taina, that's a shiloh of losh. And therefore, you should make this chreinase with a shinui gomer. You should mix it with a shinui gomer. But others hold that it's not a shiloh of losh because they're both liquids. There's nothing solid there that you're mixing with liquid. They're both liquids, and therefore, it's not a shiloh of losh. And the minig oilim is to be mekel, and l'chayit for this reason, because that's not a shiloh of losh. I saw in a few different svarim. First of all, I saw in the Avnei Yoshvei that he says that it's mutter because it's both considered mashke. I saw in the Ar Yitzchok, if it's a Rabbi Abadi. He says it's not an Isa, and he's mat there. And I saw in other svarim that they say the minig oilim is to be mat, but they're not sure why. But l'chayit, these are the reasons why. And therefore, l'chayra, you can make this chreinase without mix of mayonnaise without a shinui.